Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, everyone. This is a special bonus show of Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and we're going to talk all about fall astrology. So thank you for being here. I hope that you get some great insights about the upcoming months ahead. I am Molly McCord. I am an intuitive astrologer who has worked with clients in over 20 countries. I'm also the regular astrologer to Happiness and Well-Being magazine, a wonderful online publication. Every month I write up what the energies of that month are, and there's always incredible, inspiring articles in every issue. So be sure and check out Happiness and Well-Being magazine. They are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and they're really doing great work in the world. Today we're going to look at what is coming up here. We have some big energies as 2014 winds down. We're going to look at the Mercury retrograde that's coming up in October. We're also going to talk about the two eclipses in October. Later on in December, we have another meeting, if you will, a square between Uranus in Aries and Pluto in Capricorn. These two are evolving us, moving us forward in the bigger sense. They are moving humanity forward. It's why there are so many big changes going on at this time, politically, culturally, financially, socially, spiritually. So those two planets meet up again in December, specifically December 15th. I'll talk about that. Then we have Saturn changing signs into Sagittarius. So a full plate is waiting for us in October, November, and December. And I hope to give you some good insights so that you feel ready for the next stage of your journey. Now, what I'd like to do, as always, I love it if you want to grab your astrology chart, because I will highlight some of the different degrees that the planets and signs are at, and you can figure out on your chart where these energies will be showing up for you, and just have an insight about a little bit more ways that your life is transforming at this time. If you're brand new to this program, welcome. Thank you for being here. You can find out more about me and my offerings on ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is my little place on the interwebs where I hang out and offer you consciousness insights. I share inspiring articles, astrology updates, and various other things on my blog. I'm also a best-selling, you can find some of my books there. And I just love inspiring and connecting you with your soul purpose. That's really my main driving intention. The show, this show, is on every Wednesday a new live episode every Wednesday. So be sure and click follow on Blog Talk Radio, and you will receive announcements about the latest and greatest episode and topic. I've been doing this show for 2.5 years now. It's been amazing. Lots and lots and lots of downloads, and it's just a great way to connect with you because our lives are busy, and it helps to listen to this information. So thank you for being here, and let's get started. I love astrology. I get excited, so I always have to slow myself down in order to communicate well. And I want to start with the upcoming equinox on September 24th. Now, here in the Northern Hemisphere, it is our fall equinox. In the Southern Hemisphere, it is the spring equinox. An equinox means equal parts. It's a balance between sunlight and moonlight, between day and night. And so it's a very important part of the year because it gives us an opportunity to balance our lives. Now, the spring equinox started back in March, March 21st, and that is the initiation of the zodiac year. And so I want to give you an overview here of where we're at. During that time in March, we begin the astrological year in Aries. And as we travel throughout the spring and summer into the fall, there are certain parts of our life that are drawing our attention, that are pulling us in certain directions, that are making sure we are developing and growing. When we reach the fall equinox, that is when the sun goes into Libra. And it's a time to look at your life, look at your relationships, look at where things are in your world and what needs to be balanced. Meaning, are you taking care of yourself enough? Are you listening to your intuition enough? Are you honoring your truth and your gifts enough? And do you have relationships in your life that support those parts of you? Now, this is important when the sun enters Libra because Libra is about relating, connecting, sharing. And essentially, it's when we take all these parts of ourselves that we've been working on and we go into relationship with others to have that dynamic give and take exchange. We want to share our ideas. We want to intellectually talk about things. We look for more objectivity when the sun is in Libra. And so this day of September 24th is also important because not only is it a day of beautiful balance, but it's also a new moon in Libra. A new moon signifies initiation and beginnings. It's when the sun and moon are lined up together in the sky, and in astrology we call it a conjunction, when they are essentially on top of each other in that same energetic point. And every new moon is an initiation, a beginning. It's time to write your intentions. It's time to get clear about what you want to manifest next. It's time to look at what is going on in your life and where you can improve it, where you want to improve it. And something that's been happening here is that the new moons have been at the beginning of the zodiac signs. So for example, in August, August 24th, we had a new moon in Virgo, and it was at the very beginning degrees of Virgo. This trend is going to continue where we're going to have this new moon at the beginning degrees of Libra and then a new moon at the beginning degrees of Scorpio. And this really adds a freshness to the energies of the new moon. It's like the beginning of the beginning for each zodiac sign. It has a clear the decks, let's get some things really fresh and new coming in here. So for every new moon through the rest of this year, it's beautiful time for you to look at being incredibly honest with yourself about what you really want to create, what you really want to manifest, because that is supported with these new moons. We have one new moon every month. Some months there are two new moons. You've probably heard of that. It's a rare occurrence. We don't have that going on, so I'm not going to talk about it. But we have one new moon a month, and it is that time to tune your soul's guidance, your higher self, your inner wisdom, and trust what you feel, trust what you hear, and incorporate that energy into your intentions. And so how it unfolds is that during the new moon, it's actually the darkest part of the month. That's because the sun is blocking the moon's light. And so during that time, it's usually a few days when the sky is really dark with the new moon, that's usually a time to be internal, to figure things out, and then the energy tends to pick up as the moon starts to emerge and we see it in the sky. And then over the course of the next 2 weeks, as the moon approaches a full moon, there's greater light. And with that full moon, we have full illumination. And you can see more than you saw during the new moon. More is revealed. More comes forward from your subconscious and unconscious mind. And that is the beauty of a full moon, is that it is showing you what you did not see before so that you can adjust, incorporate, integrate, and use that information wisely. Then after the full moon, the light of the moon starts to decrease again as it approaches a renewal with the new moon. So this is the cycle, and perhaps you are already aware of this, but I like to explain it because it's a beautiful way of working with energy. And at the new moon, between the new moon and the full moon, it has that get-going vibe, that get-going, let's get things started. And then it's actually a great time to focus on action and creation. And then between the full moon and afterwards, it's a wonderful time for allowing, receiving, and trusting. And this is ancient wisdom that is at our disposal, that works with our busy lives still if we choose to work with it. So I want to bring that to your attention because it could help you with your own energy needs. I've heard it said that people will gain weight between the new moon and the full moon as a way of gaining that energy or feeling that energy, and then they'll lose it. They will lose weight between the full moon and the next new moon. So perhaps that's something to be aware of in your own life, is how your body is working with these natural cycles, and of course our bodies, being 90% water, need, you know, we are feeling these energies, especially with the solar flares, the coronal mass ejections. You know, there's lots of galactic energies going on. So that's a little bit more insight about how you can work with the new moons. Now, that being said, September 24th, powerful new moon, beautiful day for reinforcing relationships that are healthy for you, that are good for your heart, that support your dreams, and directing energy towards those relationships and perhaps away from any other relationships that drain you. And that's really what it's about, is energetically shifting your focus. So keep that in mind as we move through the rest of September, and then we enter October. And October is an interesting month because it has quite a few different energies going on. Now, the most common energy that most people know about is Mercury retrograde, and that could be why you're listening to the show even, because you know Mercury retrograde and you're aware of it and you want to be prepared for it. So Mercury retrograde begins October 4th/5th. It depends on your time zone. But let's say that weekend, October 4th and 5th, and it will be going retrograde at 2 degrees of Scorpio and moving backwards into the sign of Libra, and it will be retrograde until October 26th. So again, October 4th through October 26th. And many people have this negative perception of Mercury retrograde, and I have a positive one to share with you, because I believe that everything in our universe, everything in our life supports us if we choose to have that perspective, if we choose to look at it from a higher perspective and understand that everything ultimately works in our favor. Mercury retrograde is a gift. Mercury is the fastest moving planet in our solar system. It rules our mental faculties, our communication, language, our daily lives, our neighborhoods, our siblings, short distances, your daily errands. It also reigns over technology and our everyday technology devices and gadgets. When Mercury goes retrograde, we have a chance to slow down. Think how fast our minds go these days, or how much we're doing on social media, or how much we aren't even in our bodies because we're in our minds, or we're trying to get things done. We're running about, we're moving around. We don't even take a moment to just relax. Or we don't have enough opportunities to relax because there's too much on our to-do list. Mercury retrograde provides us with an opportunity to consciously choose to slow it down and reevaluate. Perhaps you've heard that retrograde refers to using all the RE words. So reevaluate, reconsider, reexamine, review, go back and look at things. And this time around, Mercury is going to be doing that in the sign of Scorpio, just a little bit, 2 degrees of Scorpio, and then back into Libra. So again, we come into the area of relationships. Scorpio and Libra have relationship themes. So we're going to be looking at those relationships and also the relationship you have with yourself, how you support yourself, how you take care of your needs, how you communicate your needs. And also looking at what relationships, again, don't need your energy as much. This can signal breakups. It can signal changes in relationships, in agreements, in business relationships, all of that. And this is especially highlighted because Venus is also in Libra. And this, again, brings up relationships. So I'm starting to sound incredibly repetitive. But throughout October, you will be given the opportunity to examine relationships, reevaluate them, determine what is best for you, and determine what you need going forward. Where do you need greater balance in relationships? Are you giving too much? Do you need others to give to you to put the relationship in energetic balance? Are you communicating who you are enough? Are you sharing your truth in relationships, or are you withholding parts of yourself to keep the peace? So consider this area of your life, and if you have your astrology chart in front of you, again, this will be happening from 2 degrees Scorpio to 16 degrees of Libra. So that will be a focal point, and depending on where that energy is in your chart, it will depend on that area of your life. So heads up, that's what the Mercury retrograde is going to be about. Keep in mind, friends, that there are always planets that are retrograde. Now, I say always, there are a few times when no planets are retrograde, but it's common, very common, for one of our planets to be in retrograde throughout the year. In fact, it's common to have multiple planets be in retrograde. And so Uranus is also retrograde throughout October, also retrograde. Chiron is retrograde. And then we will have Mercury retrograde. So keep in mind that, you know, we're always being given opportunities to reevaluate, reconsider, look at things more closely, and tune into ourselves. I believe that's one of the gifts of any retrograde planet, is that you then turn inward, reflect, connect with your soul's guidance on a deeper level, and integrate that information and wisdom as it comes through. Now, also in October, we have eclipses, and the eclipses happen twice a year. Our last eclipses were in April, and April was a powerhouse month. If April was big for you, it was big for many, and we now are going to have two new eclipses in October, with the first one being October 8th, and it is in Aries at 15 degrees. This is a lunar eclipse at 15 degrees of Aries, so you can find that in your chart where 15 degrees of Aries shows up. And this is important because this is it's interesting that, you know, our relationships need us to be healthy individuals in order for those relationships to be healthy. And one of the highest intentions of the moon in Aries is to make you aware of your needs, make you aware of what you need. And are you trusting your gut? Are you trusting your emotional core? Are you initiating your needs and sharing those with people you trust? Now, it can show up as selfishness. The moon in Aries can be childish, naive, impatient, but at its highest point, it makes you highly tuned in to who you are, what you need, and trusting yourself at a gut level, because Aries is quite primal. It's very sexual, very sexual energy, so your libido could get revved up a bit. And it also has the energy of initiation, starting something new. So October 8th, you have that lunar eclipse that is going to return you to yourself, checking in with yourself. And it's going to make a trine to quite a few planets in the fire signs. It's actually going to trine Mars in Sagittarius. That's exciting. It's going to trine the Jupiter in Leo. That is awesome. And then it's also going to be conjunct Uranus and conjunct the South Node. So there's a lot of action here. Action, fire it up, get things moving. If it could be that some things are stuck and they get going. Now, keep in mind, with Mercury retrograde, you might come back and review, or you might need to think about it a little longer, but it is a good time for action and to trust what feels right for you. So if you are a fire sign, that eclipse could be really beneficial for you and moving things ahead in your world. Then we have the second eclipse, and this is a Scorpio solar eclipse. It's on October 23rd, and it's at 0 degrees of Scorpio. 0 degrees of Scorpio, a solar eclipse. This is a bam factor. This is things are changing, and they're changing now. There is a lot of power with this eclipse, my friends. Look at where 0 degrees of Scorpio is in your astrology chart. And if you don't have your chart in front of you, grab it and come back and listen to the show. Because you can do that with the wonders of technology here. So 0 degrees of Scorpio. This is really invigorating that how you are claiming your power, my friend. And we each have different lessons around this. We each have different gifts around this. And there's a surge here because that 0 degree point of any astrological sign is a new beginning. So there could be opportunities in your life to feel a new surge of personal power. And depending on where 0 degrees is in your chart, that will tell you what area of your life. Scorpio deals with bringing new awareness to ourselves. We go deeper into who we are, what we're doing, what we're about. We might see some stuff that we didn't realize that's operating in our unconscious or subconscious mind. But the point of that awareness is to elevate it, to claim it, to own it. So if, for example, you see something in yourself or it's a situation you're in with another person, and let's say you feel yourself surging with an anger or surging with something that you're not really comfortable with, that's your opportunity to say, you know, I'm going to own this. This is how I feel. This is my truth. I'm going to own it. I'm going to work with it. And that's how you move it forward. Scorpio is very sexual. It's very emotional. It's passionate, ambitious, driven. It has a lot of power and intensity, and it has the ability to move things forward. With this eclipse, there is actually a lot of Scorpio energy happening. We not only have the moon and sun in Scorpio at 0 degrees, we also have Venus. Venus is conjunct the sun and moon for this eclipse. That brings the attention to females, power, also money and finances, self-love, self-worth. In Scorpio, it's quite intense, however, and you want to make sure that you're driving your passion with the highest of integrity. So that eclipse is a big one, and it's going to help you see new parts of yourself and to continually transform, to help you step into your power the more you own who you really are at the core. So those are the two eclipses. In a nutshell, there's always more to say about the eclipses because they're powerful. Just know where they show up for you, and that's going to help you understand how to work with the energy best. Then as we move into November, November brings us a full moon, November 6th, and that is a Taurus full moon. And the Taurus full moon is at 14 degrees of Taurus, and that's going to give you a checking in point about how you're maintaining peace within yourself, where you are placing your energy, where you are investing your energy. It could bring up finances, how you're dealing with money, and if you're being responsible. This is important because Venus is going to be conjunct Saturn a week after that on November 12th. So keep in mind that you will need to be perhaps more stringent with your spending, and it could be a good time in the middle of November to hold back on any big purchases just to see what is really the best use of your money, because where we spend our money is where we spend our energy. Also in November, we have the Sagittarius new moon, and as I said earlier in the show, this is also at 0 degrees. These new moons are at 0 degrees, and they are a freshness here. It's a new energy coming through, a new energetic imprint that feels quite powerful. And so with this new moon, we also see Venus again showing up, her beautiful face, in Sagittarius. And so there is a big imprint of love in each of these new moons. There's an imprint of self-love, really tuning in with yourself and practicing compassion, practicing self-care, making sure that you're listening to your emotional world and that you're honoring your truth and your feelings. That's going to continue. So now I'm going to jam on into December here, because December is important. In December, we have on December 15th, the Uranus in Aries square Pluto in Capricorn transit. And this is a series. It's a series of transits that have been underway since 2012, and it will finish up next year. So we're almost through this important phase of evolution and revolution. Evolution and revolution. Very important parts of our lives right now. Now, both of these planets are at 12 degrees. Uranus is at 12 degrees of Aries, and Pluto 12 degrees Capricorn. And that will be exact December 15th. And if you have planets at 12 degrees, you've been working with this energy. It's not brand new. It didn't come out of nowhere. You've been working with it for a while. And December is going to give you another chance to check in and evaluate your transformation, how things are changing in your life, whether it's in your inner world, outer world, or both. For some people, square of Uranus and Aries is only happening, or it's happening most intensely in their inner world, where others aren't seeing it, or it could be happening in their outer world, or both. It's different for each astrology chart. So you want to find where 12 degrees Aries is and 12 degrees Capricorn. And those are the two houses in your chart that are receiving this energy at the highest level, and that is requiring you to evolve, to transform, to let go, break free, trust yourself and go for it. That's really what these two are doing for us. It's showing us what is done, what has served its purpose, and where we can responsibly direct our energy in a way that reflects who you really are right now. Because you're different now than you were 2 years ago, than you were 5 years ago, than you were 20 years ago. So who are you now, and who, what do you need to share with the world, with relationships, with your children, with colleagues, with yourself, that reflects this part of you? Now, this energy is also creating the unconscious chaos in the world. It's what is out there that we're seeing in politics, in the standoffs, in the terrible situations with the terrorists, with journalists, with financial markets. I mean, it's causing a lot. And we can think that we're powerless in some way, but that's never true, my friends. We are always powerful in our intentions, in our energy. And so amongst the chaos that we have in our world, you can choose to be loving to yourself, to be spreading that energy to others responsibly and in truth, and to share your light, because it makes a difference. You know, the ripple effect is huge. We can't even measure it. And December is about that. It's really about breaking free from where you've been holding yourself back, and you're really ready to step into more of you. You're going to be encouraged to do that responsibly, especially around the winter equinox, which is on December 22nd. And the winter equinox is the time of the year here in the Northern Hemisphere where we have it's the solstice. It's the winter solstice. Sorry if that was confusing. The winter solstice, where we have the least amount of light. From the summer solstice to the winter solstice, there's declining light. But what's beautiful is that we retreat inward with the winter solstice. We come back to ourselves. We, again, reflect. We look at what has worked, what doesn't work, what is traditional and it's valuable, and what perhaps is traditional and has served its purpose. What parts of your family traditions provide a good foundation for you, especially around the holidays? That's why it's fascinating, because the winter solstice is when the sun moves into Capricorn. Capricorn is about traditions, what works, what is reliable, what is stable, what is mature. And that energy shift is needed because we're able to really evaluate everything we've learned in the previous year. And then around this time, we have another significant change, and that is Saturn is going to move into Sagittarius. Saturn has been in Scorpio since October 2012. And if you are, if your sun is in Scorpio, if your moon is in Scorpio, if you have a strong Scorpio energy in your astrology chart, Saturn has been working with you, and you could be very happy to see it move on, because Saturn tends to bring a sense of maturity and sometimes challenges into our lives to help us get clearer, to grow, to be more mature, and to let things be finished. If you have worked with the energy of Scorpio wisely, Saturn in Scorpio, then you are certainly more mature, more wise, more solid because of it. So look at your life and what has transformed since October 2012, if you can remember back. What was happening then? And chances are something has died, expired, decayed, been complete. And that serves a wonderful purpose, because that meant it was time for that ending to occur so that you now can transform to a higher level, a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of power, a higher level of that area of your life. When Saturn moves into Sagittarius on December 24th, now we get serious about what we have faith in, where we put our beliefs, where we are responsibly listening to other people's viewpoints and beliefs. You know, when Saturn enters a sign, it can be a bit gruff, if you will, a bit stern, because it's like walking into a room and saying, okay, we need to get things straightened up here. This is the room that now gets my attention, and we're going to get it in tip-top shape. And so Saturn comes in and lays down the law. In this case, I mean that literally, because Sagittarius rules law. It rules international affairs. It rules foreign relations and government interactions. It is going to bring about changes in these areas. It also rules publishing. It rules much in our lives about the bigger picture. It rules cultural affairs. It rules religious affairs. So Saturn is going to be working with all those areas and making sure that we are responsible, we are being respectful, we're keeping our word and doing what we need to do. So that begins December 24th, and it'll be interesting to see what is going on in the world at that time and where Saturn takes us. In terms of these areas, because it's going to be until 2017 That's about exactly 3 years that Saturn will be in Sagittarius. And our world is ready for it. We are ready for some solidification in international affairs and diplomacy. We need it. We're ready. You know, we need to be responsible with each other. We're ready for some things to probably change and or fall away in religious connections, understandings. There's a lot here that Saturn is going to bring to our attention. It's also going to reveal our true belief systems. It's going to highlight education, higher education, such as college and degree programs. It's going to just bring our awareness to other structures that need to be taken more seriously and either need to be solidified or they're done. Saturn doesn't play around. Saturn requires us all to put on our big girl pants and our big boy pants and step up to the plate and get some things done. So that's a significant energy to end 2014 with. Now, I've covered a lot in this 45-minute show. I hope that it's been beneficial for you. I will be doing more astrology shows throughout the fall, so be sure and follow along. I invite you to join my email list where you can download a free 44-page book right now about loving yourself and celebrating yourself. As always, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being here, my friends. And you can listen to the show again if you need to get more specifics. Otherwise, please check out Happiness and Wellbeing magazine for my monthly astrology updates. And feel free to reach out to me on other social media channels. I look forward to connecting with you. All the best on your journey, and I'll see you back here soon for the next show. Take good care, my friends. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.